This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
We continue our focus on the May Day celebrations. This time, the commercial Steve Dueren Agricultural and Allied Workers Union, SAKAWU, is hosting a May Day rally, also known as International Workers' Day, in De Dueren's in the Western Cape. Farm workers from De Dueren's and surrounding areas reflect on how to deepen the struggle for dignified living and working conditions for farm workers. To talk to us more on this, we joined this afternoon by Karel Swart, the national organizer of the commercial Steve Dueren Agricultural and Allied Workers Union. A very good afternoon to you and happy Workers' Day to you.
Good afternoon and happy work. And also thank you for inviting SAKAWU to talk with you about Workers' Day. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
The pleasure is indeed all ours. Could you share with us the significance of this day, especially for farm workers? Why is this day such an important one?
I think that the day is even more significant than any other part of the history. I mean, this struggle started in 1860. That take 20 years, the workers from Chicago and those places where this May Day started, take them almost 20 hours to win a legalized 8-hour working days. But our conditions on the farms, and we have our reality here in the Dueren that was quite successful, almost more than 1,000 workers attending rally in the most marginalized, poor areas, which called the Dueren, that was the heart of the struggle in 2012. So we decided to house the Dueren because why? The situation in the Dueren is there's havoc in the Dueren. Our people, our workers is being intimidated. There is no permanent job on the farms. They reduce permanent workers and replace them with outsourcing private companies and so on. So that is what happened in the Dueren. And by doing that, that create chaos, that lead to alcohol abuse, to violence, all those kind of things. The situation is so bad that people don't feel that they have human dignity. People feel that their human dignity is undermined by the farmers and so on. But our other reasons why we house the Dueren on May Day, of course, the farmers are now making use of private securities to intimidate people to leave their homes voluntarily. So where the farmers want people out and people refuse of using advice office, of the using lawyers, the farmers using private security display with guns.
I wonder, Mr. Swart, have you engaged, perhaps with government regarding this? And what type of assistance and help are you getting? Because traditionally, farm workers would live on the farms and that becomes their abode. So how have you reached out and who have you reached out to try and find resolution?
There was many engagement with the government. Whenever the government coming, the government making empty promises. There was many. The situation was many times bring under the attention of the government. And when the government has made all kinds of problems, when they leave the people, is on their own. So government is aware. How can a government of the day, is Department of Labor, is in the Dueren? Workers complain every day about their treatment, how the farmers are treating them. So government will tell them they cannot go all over because why their budget is being cut. They also raise all kinds of things they're raising, but not addressing the problems of the farm workers. So government is quite aware of the situation that workers confront on a daily basis.
And talk to us about your challenges, Mr. Swart, regarding the wages and how much farm workers are earning.
And farm workers is supposed to earn 5,000 if they work 45 hours week they are getting over 5,000 rents, 5,200 rents per month. That is before deductions. After deduction, it's much lower. They must pay rent. They are not staying on the farms freely. They're paying electricity, and some workers even say for one token, they're paying 390 rents for one token, and they're just receiving 89 units. So workers said most of the money in this retired farm workers that work their entire life on the farmers, they retire with nothing. Farm workers are not getting a package when they retire. They not belong in a pension or in a provident fund. When they finish with the farmer, they finish with nothing. They retire with nothing. But hence, they must stop paying these units. There's single women on the farm, retirement women, they say from their government ground, they spend almost 800 rents on electricity and on rent. So the end love was almost 1,300 per month, and if they pay the insurance and when they pay the church and they pay other things, they virtually don't have money to buy enough food for them. So workers are virtually going bed to bed hunger, and that is the situation that we are confronted in after 30 years of democracy. Where is the government,
Mr. Swart? And we're going to leave it at that very important question: where is the government? Where is the Department of Labor when you are calling for the assistance that we need? We do know that farm workers have for the longest time been fighting for their rights as far as how they are treated, the wages that they get, and also some sort of, you know, permanency and benefits that they can get from working on the farm, that when they retire, they do not retire as paupers. That's Mr. Karel Swart. We thank you so much for your time this afternoon, as well as highlighting all the issues that farm workers are still facing. Yes, it is Workers' Day. For many, it's not a celebration of Workers' Day. Instead, it's an opportunity to highlight the challenges that many workers are still facing.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the Africa Perspective.